This is Chris Kirby with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission reporting on day one of the Hard Winter Wheat Quality Tour 2016. It was a beautiful day with all fields on all routes reporting good moisture in the soil, which is quite different from last year's tour. There were 22 cars traveling on six routes, starting in Manhattan, Kansas, heading west, covering central to northwest Kansas, with one route going into southern Nebraska, and the entire group stopping overnight in Colby, Kansas. There was a total of 306 stops made, with an average yield estimated at 47.2 bushels to the acre, compared to 34.3 bushels to the acre last year. Small amounts of disease was reported, but we saw numerous crop dusters spraying or track marks in the field trying to stay ahead of disease issues. This is the best the fields have looked on this tour since 2012. During the evening reporting session, a Nebraska representative estimated their state's crop at 55 bushels to the acre on average for a 70.4 million bushel crop compared to 45.9 bushels per acre last year. Colorado estimated their crop at 78 million bushels total compared to 75 million bushels last year. Tomorrow we're up early, and my group heads straight south through Garden City, Kansas, and into the Oklahoma Panhandle at Turpin, driving east towards Medford, with all groups meeting in Wichita in the evening. With the amount of rain the Oklahoma Panhandle has received this year, I'm looking forward to seeing the fields.